2 Kings chapter 8. Now Elisha had told that woman who was from Shunem, whose son he'd brought back to life, that the Lord was going to send a famine on the land, which would be for 7 years, and that she should leave with her family and go and live somewhere else. She had done what Elisha had said and had gone to live in the land of the Philistines for the 7 years. At the end of these 7 years, she returned to Israel and went to the king to ask for her house and her land to be given back to her. She found that the king was talking with Gehazi, Elisha's servant. The king wanted to know about the miracles that Elisha had done. While Gehazi was telling the king about how Elisha had raised a dead person back to life, the woman came and appealed to the king. And Gehazi said to the king, "This is the woman, and he is her son, whom Elisha resurrected." And she confirmed the story that Gehazi had given. And so the king called an official and told him to get back, to give back to her everything that had been hers, including the value of all the crops that her fields had produced during those 7 years while she had not been there. Now that's what you could call a coincidence, that just as Elisha's been talking to the king, or rather Gehazi has been telling the king about Elisha's miracles, raising a young man from the dead, suddenly his mother comes. And there's things like that that go on in our lives that are definitely the hand of God. The chances of things happening are just so great that they wouldn't have just happened. Clearly, this was from God, but it happened. Then Elisha went to Damascus when King Ben-Hadad of Syria was ill. When the king was told that Elisha was there, he said to one of his officials called Hazael, "Take a present to the prophet and ask him to go to Yahweh to find out whether or not I'm going to get better." So Hazael packed 40 camels with all kinds of the best things of Damascus and went to Elisha. When Hazael met him, he said, "Your servant King Ben-Hadad has sent me to ask whether or not he's going to get better from his sickness." Elisha replied, "Yahweh has told me that he will die, but go to him and tell him that he's going to get better." Then Elisha stared with a horrified look on his face until Hazael became ashamed. And then Elisha burst into tears, crying. Hazael asked, "Why are you crying?" Elisha replied, "Because I know the terrible things you are going to do against the people of Israel. You're going to burn down their fortresses, kill their best young men, batter their little children to death, and rip open the pregnant women." Hazael said, "How could I even have the power to do that? I'm nobody." Elisha said, "Yahweh has shown me that you are going to be the king of Syria." Now, in fact, Elijah, whom Elisha had replaced, had been told to go and anoint Hazael to be king over Syria and to do these bad things. But it seems Elijah hadn't done that. And so Elisha now is doing what Elijah should have done. And that's how life goes sometimes, that God may want somebody to do something, they don't do it, and so he gets someone else to do it for him. So Hazael went back to King Ben-Hadad, and of course Ben-Hadad asked him, "Well, what did Elisha say?" Hazael replied, "He told me that you are going to get better." But the next day, Hazael took a blanket that was soaked in water and suffocated the king to death, and Hazael became king instead of Ben-Hadad. This is the king of Syria. In the 5th year of the reign of Joram, who was the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Jehoram, son of Jehoshaphat, became king of Judah. You remember, Israel was the 10 tribes, Judah was the 2 tribes. Joram, son of Ahab, became king at the age of 32, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 8 years. The wife of Jehoram, son of Jehoshaphat, was Ahab's daughter. And so, like the family of Ahab, he also imitated the evil ways of the kings of Israel. So this was not a good idea for Jehoshaphat to allow his son to marry the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, who were great idolaters, worshipped idols. In fact, if you look at the life of Jehoshaphat, you see that he very often goes wrong in his attitude to these 10 tribes of Israel. He keeps getting involved with Ahab and then with both of Ahab's sons in fighting together with them against some other king, and it always seems to go wrong, and he doesn't seem to learn the lesson very quickly. At the end of the first of Kings, chapter 22, it says that he made some ships, some boats together with Ahab's son, but they got smashed, they got broken. So somehow it never worked out. And he was very slow to learn the lesson. Now, at the end of his life, it says that Jehoshaphat, in his heart, loved God, and God accepted that he'd done what was right. But he did a lot of things that were very unwise and wrong. So what really matters in God's judgment of somebody is how much they truly love him in their heart. Even if they do great acts of righteousness, great acts of sin, it's like a graph that goes up and down. But the important thing is that in your heart, you're completely with the Lord. And that, in the end, is how God is going to judge people. So, this son of Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, became king of Judah, and he'd married Ahab's daughter, and that's why he did what was evil before God. So it is so important who you marry. It's not enough that somebody says, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. Just like this girl would have said, oh yeah, well, I believe in Yahweh, sort of. That's not enough. You need to marry someone who is heart and soul committed to the ways of the true God. But the Lord was not willing to destroy Judah because he had promised David, his servant, that he would always have a light in Jerusalem. That is, that he was going to have a descendant who would continue reigning, as it were, on his throne. During Jehoram's reign, Edom rebelled against Judah and no longer paid them tribute. So Jehoram set out with all his chariots for Zur, where the Edomite army surrounded them. During the night, he and his chariots managed to break out of the trap and escape, but his soldiers scattered to their homes, and Edom has been free from Judah ever since. Jehoram died and was buried in the royal city of David, and his son Ahaziah became king. In the 12th year of the reign of Joram, son of Ahab, king of Israel, Ahaziah, son of Jehoram, became king of Judah. He was 22 years old, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 1 year. His mother was Athaliah, daughter of King Ahab. Since Ahaziah was related to King Ahab, because they'd married, the families had married, he also sinned against the Lord, just as the family of Ahab had done. King Ahaziah joined King Joram of Israel in a war against King Hazael of Syria. They fought in Ramoth-Gilead, and Joram was wounded. He came back to the city of Jezreel to recover from his wounds, and Ahaziah went there to visit him. Now, of course, they were related, but all the same, you see how whenever the kings of Judah get together with the kings of Israel, it's a disaster. And whilst we shouldn't go through life thinking that we're better than other people, because we're all sinners, it is also true that we need to be separate from bad influences upon us. And this is how so many people go wrong, because they're in with the wrong friends, in with the wrong group. And if we truly love God with all our heart, then we are going to follow him and love those who likewise love him with all their hearts.